Hello, my name is Brian Novoselsky, and welcome to the Over the Counter podcast. Today, we are joined by Nicole Pizzino, clinical pharmacy consultant with RedSail Technology. She's here to celebrate American Pharmacist Month by exploring the challenges and opportunities within emerging pharmacy technology. Welcome, and thank you so much for joining me today, Nicole.
Thank you so much, Brian. Thank you so much for having me. Like Brian said, my name is Nicole Pizzino. I am a proud graduate of University of Pittsburgh, H2P. And then I went on to complete a residency at University of North Carolina in Asheville, which really solidified my love for community pharmacy. So I've always described my career, and so I know we're going to be talking a lot about technology, but I've always described my career as rooted in community pharmacy, and that's really grown through this education and innovation path. So I started in community in 2005, and immediately I found my passion in there. And so then I began my career in academia, teaching the next generation of pharmacists and really helping them to recognize the incredible opportunities that our profession has to impact lives. So with that academic lens, I've been able to step back and ask bigger questions, just not what are we doing, but why are we doing it? How are we doing it? And that really brings in that technology lens. So that really jump-started my career in practice transformation work. So I helped with mentoring others in Flip the Pharmacy as a coach, diabetes self-management education, diabetes prevention program, and really had the privilege of working alongside of them and working alongside our pharmacies across the state, not only to help them with launching new clinical services, but showing them tools within like MedSync technology and how that can really reimagine how patient care is delivered. So over those years as a coach and connector, I've learned pharmacies really don't need solutions necessarily. They also need someone to walk alongside them and help make that change less intimidating and more achievable. I have a hashtag that I use a lot. It's called Changing the World. And to me, it's a reminder that the work we do in community pharmacy, it might look small, but it has a really big ripple effect and truly can change the lives in communities. I usually draw one parallel to running. I have a personal goal of running a half marathon in every state. And when you think of that, 13.1 miles can seem really daunting. One of my other favorite pharmacists does full marathons, and 26.2 sounds daunting to me. When you think about that full distance, but you break it down one step at a time. And as we go through these next series of questions, I do believe that if you break it down step by step, it makes the process more achievable and sometimes even enjoyable. So yeah, that brings me to my current role as a clinical pharmacy consultant with RedSail Technologies, where I get to bring all of this together. RedSail equips pharmacies with modern tools and resources. They have pharmacy management systems to financial solutions to patient engagement platforms. And for me, it's not just technology. So hopefully as we go through, you can see my goal is to give pharmacies the support they need to thrive in that challenging healthcare environment. It also makes sure that they have that time to spend with their patients to grow their pharmacy in a sustainable manner. So when we talk about pharmacy technology moving forward, I don't just see like a software. I see opportunities to really help pharmacies define who they want to be when they grow up and connect them to the resources to how to actually get there. And that's the work that really does inspire me.
Awesome. Yeah, I think that's perfect. Obviously, from your community background now into the technology landscape and how encompassing that is really in the pharmacy industry is really important for what we'll be discussing today. So that is the importance of technology in pharmacy practice, how far it's come throughout this digital age that we're in now, and where we're expecting it to head in the near to long-term future. I guess to start, what are some of the most recent technological advancements and most community pharmacy practices that you've seen that have really changed the game, either for pharmacists and their workloads, the patients that they serve?
Great question. Honestly, for me, what excites me about technology is how it's really shifting from being, I don't want to say just dispensing, but just a dispensing tool to really a practice enabler. Think about workflow automation, tools like SmartFax that can read a physician fax and populate that into the prescription right in the pharmacy system. That's time the pharmacist gets back in their day. We're also seeing some strides in financial tools like RedSail Pay, RxCash Plus, that makes it easier for pharmacies to manage payments, cash pricing, and then you add in things like Clinical Plus services, and now pharmacies have more ways to really serve their patients and improve their bottom line. The common theme that I really see in technology, it's giving pharmacies and pharmacists back their time, helps them to reduce stress once you really learn your technology and focus on patients, the why of what we do in pharmacy, because that's where the magic happens. That's where we're changing the world.
Awesome. Yeah, definitely couldn't agree with you more. Obviously, it seems that a lot of these technological advancements have been in kind of recent history, but it also seems like it's just going to boom even further down the line. So diving into your role, throughout your work in pharmacy consulting with RedSail, what are some of the biggest challenges that pharmacies have faced regarding technology and its evolving nature?
So one of the biggest challenges, hands down, and I'm going to even draw from my previous roles in academia and I'm going to flip the pharmacy coach and current, is underutilization of the technology. So many pharmacies have such powerful systems and they're only scratching the surface for what it could be used for and how it's being used. So when I was coaching for Flip the Pharmacy sites in Pennsylvania, I always recommended my pharmacy teams owning the technology. It's not enough. You have to invest that time in learning it and making it part of your daily workflow. Otherwise, that tool, that technology that you're paying for, it's just going to collect dust. And so I always give the analogy of when you first started to drive and how it was intimidating and how it was daunting and you had two hands on the wheel and all. And that's the same with technology. When you first start embracing it, it's daunting. It's a change. And so it goes back, and I ask this to a lot of my pharmacies as they're looking at which technology solutions are for them. Who do you want to be as a pharmacy when you grow up? We ask that question all the time when we're growing up. You still have to think about that. Then make sure when you're clear on what you want to be when you grow up as a pharmacy, what technology can you leverage to actually make sure you're getting there? And so bringing those two together can really be where a lot of that magic does happen.
Awesome. Yeah, obviously, it seems like technology really is that tool. And like I said earlier, it's growing and growing. So within that space, another thing that's obviously growing and you really can't avoid it is AI. So obviously, it's not a specific technology, it's overlapping within technology all over the place. But where do you think AI is starting to fall in line within this technological landscape of pharmacy? And how have you seen it be used in pharmacy practice?
Yes, AI, we're seeing it makes such a big difference, and in practical ways too. And pharmacies that are listening might think, oh yeah, and SmartFacts that I already mentioned, that's AI. It's reading, interpreting, routing information so pharmacists don't have to do it manually. So we also use AI at RedSail to help power our RX Cash Plus program. That's where we're helping pharmacists with suggested cash pricing. And the key to just remember when we're thinking about AI and where it is in pharmacy and community or wherever you're in practice is it's not here to replace pharmacists, but rather empower you as a pharmacist, empower you as a pharmacy, and give you the tools to help remove repetitive, time-consuming tasks. So the more that we're able to lean into that, the more time you have to really unlock meaningful patient care and those opportunities that I know so many of us went to pharmacy school for, and the why and what we're doing every day is the questions people ask all the time is, where do you find the time to do something in workflow? It's freeing up time by leveraging tools like SmartFacts, where you're able to just input the information and it's there for you.
Awesome. Cool. So I want to move aside from AI, but staying in the technology space. So outside of AI, are there any other emerging technologies that you think will make a significant impact, but maybe hasn't really picked up traction yet? Maybe you can touch on some of the RedSail things that are emerging, or maybe outside of that in pharmacy practice that you've seen.
Of course. So I think one of the areas is patient engagement technology. So whether it be communication through text, through emails and apps, I don't think that area has reached its full potential yet. There's so many opportunities in that space. Meeting patients where they're at is so important. And so pharmacies having the opportunity to embrace that and have technology come and be available for that area, I think is going to be a really nice area of emerging technology. other areas we can think of are like clinical plus. And so that's areas where we're able to help pharmacies be able to leverage the fact that a patient is in front of you in real time. How can we engage with them and have a meaningful encounter with them and drive adherence through different workflow solutions that alert the pharmacy to opportunities?
Awesome. Cool. So getting outside of the instant kind of support tools that technology provides, and you definitely touched on this throughout the first couple of questions, but maybe dive deeper into what opportunities that have you seen or anticipate to see for pharmacy businesses throughout their use of technology? In other words, like how will the increased use of technology really benefit pharmacies?
I think in terms of using technology for the business, it really opens the door for two things. We think about profitability and purpose. We want to make sure we're helping our pharmacies have sustainable business models. So on that profitability side, systems like, and I'm going to reference RedSale where I'm currently at, RedSale Pay or RxCash Plus or medical billing solutions that really help the pharmacy stay financially sustainable, which is really important given the continuing evolution of where we're at in our community, in our marketplace. We need solid reporting, we need budgeting tools, we need technology that really makes that possible. On the purpose side, freeing up workflow allows pharmacists to expand to those services that I hear them so often talking about. Maybe it's having that time for vaccines, point of care testing, chronic disease management, diabetes self-management education and support, or diabetes prevention program services. Or maybe, like in Pennsylvania, we're medical providers on the Medicaid side. So freeing up that time to be able to do those opportunities that we're now afforded and we have the ability to be able to do. That really fulfills the why, I think, as a pharmacist for a lot of us. So technology can help keep you profitable, but also help you live your purpose. And that's, again, going back to that changing the world concept that I say all the time, but to know the heart of what I mean by that is just, I think, really where the magic happens.
Awesome. Yeah, very well said. I think that the profitability and that purpose, it's definitely something that we see a lot in pharmacy. There's two very big priorities for pharmacy businesses, and technology really is stepping in. Awesome. So I think this has been a great conversation so far, really touching on the, like you said, the why and where technology falls into place. So I wanted to just get your advice going forward in your role now. So, what is one piece of advice that you'd give to a pharmacy business or pharmacist looking to use technology to their advantage? Or on the other side of that, what advice would you give to someone that's hesitant to use it because of maybe cost, education, or other factors?
That's a great question. So my biggest advice, and I think this would probably be very generic life advice, is don't let fear hold you back. When I say that, I mean, I get it. Cost, you said it. Education, time, those things are, they're real concerns. They really are. I've seen it time and time again, though, that pharmacies that take the time to learn and implement technologies, they're the ones who are thriving. I go back to the question and ask pharmacies, who do you want to be when you grow up? Once you know that, you can really scrub your processes. Pick the right technology that supports who you want to be when you grow up, because it's not going to be the same for all pharmacies. And at RedSale, one of their mottos is pharmacy thrives here. And I think pharmacies really need to embrace the tools that help them grow. And here's the thing, pharmacies who embrace that change and learn, lean, really lean into technology, they're the ones leading the profession forward. And one thing that I've really enjoyed about my time in the Community Pharmacy Enhanced Services Network and in our state PPCN network is pharmacies are also willing to help each other. So if you need help, you need support, reach out to your technology partner, reach out to your peers and ask for support. Learn how things that they went through to be able to get to where they are. It's usually the ones that are resistant to change that find themselves maybe more in that stuck position. So take the leap because it really does take that willingness to step in the future for that success. And I guess my final thought would be that pharmacy, we have an incredible opportunity right now, right? We know that thriving doesn't happen by clinging to the way that we have been doing things. When I was in pharmacy school, which doesn't feel like that long ago, it was more volume equaled more dollars. And we know that's not the case anymore. And we have to be brave enough to challenge that status quo. Think about, rethink how you're practicing in community pharmacy and embrace the tools to free you up to be able to take care of that patient in front of you. So again, for me, that changing the world hashtag that I always talk about, it's those small everyday actions that we do in community pharmacy, the conversations you have, those services, those follow-ups that truly change the world for patients. And I always joke that I always am going to fit this in somehow into everything that I talk about. One of my favorite movie quotes is from Step Brothers. Did we just become best friends? Brian, I expect you to answer this one.
Yes.
And honestly, that's what community pharmacy is all about. Building those trusted personal relationships, making patients feel taken care of. And so when we let technology support those things better, being more efficient, more consistent, we're really able to unlock some of that full potential of what, and I'm going to focus in on community pharmacy for what community pharmacy can be, but really you can extrapolate that to pharmacy across all practices.
Awesome. Yeah, I really appreciate it. I think that's the perfect way to cap this off. Obviously, that embracing it and that pharmacies that are able to innovate and use technology as the tool to innovate are really ahead of the game. And we hope to see all pharmacies really embrace that technology as it grows. So I really appreciate you taking the time today.
Of course. Thank you so much, Brian, for having me. I hope you have a great rest of your day.